You preacher, open your Bible, please, and look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Thank you, Brother Harden, for that good message.
Amen.
I believe I can get an on and preach that. I said, I believe I can get an on and preach that.
Amen.
Good thought. Good thought. Good message. And again, thanks to everyone for being here tonight. And thank for all the Lord, to the Lord for all He's done, all He's doing. And I just say my amens to everything that's been said about what God did last night. I appreciate it. We need these gully washers every once in a while. We need these hurricanes, if I can borrow that word. I'm reluctant to use that word because of the bad one over yonder, but we need those good ones like come in here last night. When the wind of God blows and the river of God flows, the power of God goes and the saints of God knows. Amen. And the Holy Ghost glows and we just let it flow and have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Thank God for His goodness. Thank the Lord for His blessings on the meeting. And you pray the Lord to bless and have His way and God's will be done. I do want to say right up front, church, be praying. You know what tomorrow is. You've been reminded so many times about getting ready for your faith promise commitment tomorrow. I'm not going to deal in money tonight in that sense very much, if any. But I do want you to be praying for God's will to be done. Remember the Sunday school hour. Lord willing, I'll be dealing in that aspect of giving. And when you come to a place of 11 years, I know there may be a few people here that's not been here that long or not been here long enough to know about it. But what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter number 1, he said, I want to stir you up. I want to put you in remembrance of these things. Then he adds that little phrase, though you know them. Though you know them. And so the Lord willing, in the Sunday school hour in the morning, we're going to stir up some things we already know. Challenge us again to do that God has blessed us to do and wants us to do, and God's will be done in our life. And then when we do that, the mission program goes forward for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand again, if you would, please. Our Bible open, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. I don't think I've ever preached from this text as a missions message, but I was thinking today, and God began to lay some things on my heart, and I want to share them with you tonight from the Word of God. I want to just come to verse number 5, verse number 4, and then I'll get down to verse number where I want to read tonight. In verse number 4, the Bible said, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not yet carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I, Paul speaking, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Boy, we need to get in on that one, don't we? He that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Keep your Bible open. Let's bow our heads and hearts for a moment of prayer. Then the message for this time from God's eternal word. Our precious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bow before you in prayer. Father, I do want to say thank you for the joy of salvation. Thank you again, the Lord, you let me be born in this great country of ours. Lord, I have the privilege of growing up in Sunday school and church, hearing the gospel all of my life. Lord, you saved me when I was just 9 years old. Called me to preach at age 18. You put me in the ministry. You've kept me there, dear Lord, all of these years. Father, I acknowledge tonight all that I am or ever hope to be. I owe it all, dear Lord, to you. Father, tonight, thank you for these wonderful days that you have given to us in this meeting. Lord, as our brother said over here, every message has truly been a message. And you have spoken in every message through every man of God that's got up. You've spoken through the testimonies. You've spoken through the songs. Lord, it's been a great time together. Father, I pray now, as we focus in on this thought tonight, I pray the Spirit of God will move in a special way. You say to each of us what you want to say, and then do in each of our lives, dear Lord, that you want to do, and get glory to yourself out of this service, out of this church, out of our lives. And when it's all said and done, Father, I know we're going to stand before you, and each of us will receive the reward that is due to us. I pray you do that now. You want to do it, that needs to be done. And for all you do, I'll praise you for it, because I pray it, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. For our sake, I do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Do keep your Bible open, please, this evening for the message for tonight from the Word of God. And I do not plan to preach long. I remember hearing one man of God get in the pulpit and say, I'm aware of what time it is, but I promise you I'll forget it in 5 minutes. Somebody said, when the preacher said he won't preach long, that's one of the four most common lies that are told. But I don't plan to be long. I do plan to respect the time so you can get ready for tomorrow. And we'll get ready for the service and look forward to what God's going to do tomorrow. And Brother Harden has brought a tremendous message, and I appreciate it. Thank the Lord for it. And I believe God is speaking definitely to someone in the service tonight. But I want to preach tonight from verse number 9, where the Bible said, for we are laborers together with God. For we are laborers together with God. You recall back over in chapter number 1, they had the church at Corinth was so divided. Some were saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and some said, I'm of Christ. And Paul mentions there, none of them are anything in themselves, but we're all just what God made out of us by the grace of God. And God's not divided. And in the work of God, in the text I read tonight, the Bible teaches that one plants, another waters, but God gives increase. I want to say this tonight. I'm going to deal with it for a while. But I want to just say, you can't do it by yourself. No man lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. There's not a man in this building or on planet Earth, in the Christian world especially, that is a self-made man. We're all sinners, then God saved us. Then God called us and put us in whatever position of service we're serving in. But there's nobody unimportant in the work of God. We are laborers together with God. Now, when I look at that we, I want to focus tonight in just a little while on the missionary. I want you to see a triangle. I think I mentioned this the first night. Don't you look at a triangle. But the missionary on the bottom corner, one side. The church on the other bottom corner, the other side. And God at the top. Maybe I could do it like this. It's not a good thing, but watch me just a moment. You see, God at the top. The church on one side. The missionary on the other side. And we cannot get the work done if either of those are missing. The missionary church cannot do it without God. God in the church cannot do it without the missionary. And God in the missionary cannot do it without the church. I don't want to go. I want to make a couple of points then that I'm going to get right where I'm going to preach tonight. Now, I don't think anybody enjoyed the meeting much more than I did last night. So don't turn me off at what I'm fixing to say. Then didn't that choir sing? But you know what? That choir could not have sung those songs if somebody hadn't wrote them. Out of all them singing last night and talk about what a great song service we had, now don't get mad at me. Don't turn me off. I'm making a point. I hadn't heard anybody brag about, boy, didn't these ladies do a good job playing. There would have not been that kind of singing had there not been some playing. There would have not been that kind of singing had there not been somebody somewhere got with God and got a thought and penned out a song, and somebody put it to music, and somebody took the time to teach it to us. Right. One of my favorite messages the Lord's given me out of all these 51 years of preaching is a little lad with a little lunch who had a great big Lord had a whole lot of leftovers. There's a lot of preaching about the little lad. There's a lot of preaching about the little lunch. There's a lot of preaching about the great big Lord. There's a lot of preaching about the leftovers. But you know what God let me see one day? Somebody had to catch those fish. Now, I know that's most of us fishing's a sport. We like to do that. But it was probably called by commercial fishermen. Somebody, can I say what I want to say? Somebody had to clean the stinking things. I cannot figure out how anything that is so slick and slimy and stinking, when you're cleaning it, can taste so good when you're eating it. But you realize that boy could not have given that lunch if somebody hadn't caught those fish. And somebody hadn't cleaned those fish. Now, this is very personal to me, so you can form your own opinion about it. Brother Harden, I doubt seriously that little boy caught them fish. He may have, I don't know, but I doubt that he did. I doubt that he cleaned them. I doubt that he cooked them. But before he could do his part and give that lunch, somebody had to catch them, somebody had to clean them, and somebody had to cook them. Somebody had to plow the ground. Plant the barley seed. Harvest the barley. Grind it up. Cook the bread. I do not believe that boy did it all himself. Amen. Amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying somewhere in that family and outside that family, in the fixing and preparation of that lunch, there was somebody who labored together. Right. Amen. 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 Somebody labored together. When you come to the work of God, and I thank God for the missionaries. I praise the Lord for them. But we who are not going missionaries, but are caring and giving missionaries, are just as important in the triangle with missions as the people who leave here and go and serve God on the field. You see, missionaries could not go if there was not churches providing for them, if there were not churches praying for them, if there were not churches partnering with them. I'm saying to you, we can't do it by ourselves, and there are no unimportant ones in the work of God. Sure, it's important. Some hear the call, surrender, commit, and go and stay. But for them to go to stay, somebody got to, can I use this expression? Somebody got to hold the ropes here at home and keep them on the field doing the work that God has called them to do. I mentioned the other night, I don't know if it's in person to somebody or in public, but my radio bill runs over $5,000 a month. How in the world could I ever do that myself? Brother Harden, how could y'all down at Blessed Hope ever print all that material yourself? Brother Hall, how could you run the radio station by yourself? I'm talking about even as a church here, if it was not others helping. How could you have a church like this by yourself? What I'm saying is, we're not in this thing by ourselves. And we're not just particles thrown here and there and hoping it comes together. We are united together by the grace of God, by the call of God, by the will of God. And we're laborers together with God. And together we get the job done. One plants, another waters. God gives the increase. I got to say this. I meant to mention this last night, and I did not mention this. And the Holy Ghost reminded me of it again. It's a true story, but it shows what I'm speaking about. In the, while the Vietnam War was raging, while you were over there in the jungles, preacher, I was already pastoring a church. And God laid on my heart to write a little old gospel tract. Had it printed just black ink on white paper then. Do you want peace? They were marching in our streets, burning our college campuses and all the things here. When the Vietnam War ended, I believe in 1975, I let it die. I thought it didn't run its course. I thought it served its purpose. I got that thing that sometime later got a burden. I ought to have it republished. I got it out in two or three or four different groups. I don't know how many different groups have printed it and used it. But one of those groups that was printed at Faith Baptist Printing Ministry at home made it to the country of Nigeria. A man got it, read it, and you know the rest of the story. God saved him. And then, 3 years later, 3 or 4 years later, he contacted me. Some charismatic had come in there and got him drawn aside in error. And they said, the Holy Ghost said, go get the man, get the address and contact the man that pointed you to Christ. He'll point you in the right way doctrinally. And I sent him material, and they instituted it, organized it into an independent Baptist church there. And he said, now, since you are father in the faith, we want you to come and preach our first crusade for us. I couldn't go. I still haven't had the privilege to go. But God used that. This spring, this is what I want to tell you. I want you to listen to this preacher. This spring, he called me. I hadn't heard from him about 3 or 4 years. He called me. He has no knowledge, as far as I know, that time zones are different. You know. So he calls me about 4 o'clock in the morning. It's 10 o'clock over there, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning here. Now, I don't know what you do at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I tell you, I know what I normally do. I'm working on an outline, alliterating it with Z's. Some of you will figure that out after a while. But he called me the morning back in February, and he calls me Reverend Blue, and he hollers loud enough like he don't have a phone. He wants me to hear him, you know. And so he said, Reverend Blue. And I said, yes, sir. That's Reverend Jim. I said, yes, sir. I understand. He said, I'm the one got saved with your child. I said, yes, sir. And he said, do you see me that book? And we made our church into an independent Baptist church. I said, yes, sir. And then he said, I got 6 works going now. And he said, we want you to preach to us. Before I could say no, he said, Sunday. And I said, but I can't. He said, oh, yeah, you can. He said, we done got this thing rigged up over here. You can preach on the phone. It goes through the PA system. And we all coming together since you are father in the faith and let you preach to us and teach to us from the Word of God. I said to him, I cannot this Saturday night. Sunday morning, I will not be home. I'll be on the road in the meeting as I am tonight. But the next Sunday, I can. Oh, I set my alarm clock about 3:30. Got up the next Sunday morning. Went in my study. My heart was heavy. And I preached on, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. They had that rigged up, Brother Hall. I could hear the amens coming back over the phone while I sat there. I said, how many of you got there? And they said, we're all here. Now, Brother Blue wrote the track. It was printed at the print shop there at camp. But I don't know who run that press. I don't have any idea how in the world that track got to Nigeria. I don't know. I'm about getting ready to shout. I don't know. But I'm so glad there's a God in heaven. Can I say this? That I put my 2 cents worth in. You put your 2 cents worth in. And we do what God wants us to do. Then we become laborers together with God. And God takes our pieces and binds them together. And makes a triangle of laborers together with God. Somebody's counting on each of us. I preached this year years ago, but you remember, I'll come down. I preached this year years ago. God went up to that Zarephath and told that widow woman, feed the preacher. Because he told Elijah, I have commanded the widow woman. He told the widow woman before he told Elijah. You caught that? You got that? But you know what? She couldn't do what God told her to do till Elijah did what God told him to. She couldn't feed the preacher till the preacher got there. That she would have starved to death if he hadn't got there. What I can say to you tonight is, can I say it real Kentucky language? You ain't in this by yourself. We're laborers together with God. I want to give you two more thoughts about our peace and then I'll be through. Nobody even laughed on that. Let me express what's going on in my heart right now for just a moment. Y'all forgive me for being personal. This lives inside me, so I don't have to plan it. It just comes out. This is Saturday night. If you live in America. It's not Saturday night in England now. See, the Lord's blessed our church to support. We still are supporting 340-something missionaries. We've had several come off the field. We still support 340-something. We have missionaries in Papua New Guinea and in Australia that our church supports. We have one family in Australia out of our church. On our Eastern time zone, Brother Hall, I just use it because I'm familiar with it. They're 15 hours ahead of us. Brother Harden, when it is 7 o'clock Saturday evening in Chesney, it's 10 o'clock Sunday morning in Australia and Papua New Guinea. So you know what happened at 6 o'clock Central Time today? Over in Australia, they started my Sunday school. Up in Papua New Guinea, with a canvas stretched out and under a Sunday school class, under a tree, they started my Sunday school. Our Sunday school.
Yes,
2 hours later, we jump over to Korea, 13 hours ahead of us, and so at 9 o'clock Eastern time, they started our Sunday school in Korea. Japan, 12 hours ahead of us, so at 10 o'clock Eastern time, they start our Sunday school in Japan right now. It's 9 o'clock here. Just not any time now they're going to be. They got Sunday school literature that looks like chicken scratched. I couldn't tell a word they were saying if I heard them talk it. But that's our church in action over there with our missionaries. The Bob Monteith family. Serving the Lord there in Japan. Then we come across Asia and Europe and Africa from 10 o'clock tonight all the way around to 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 hours. And Sunday school's going on. You know whose Sunday school's going on? Ours. Our church. Your church. When we get through on the Eastern time, y'all are an hour behind us here. And then you jump out into the Colorado Mountains and you come another hour behind us. So it's 12 o'clock out there when it's 10. I mean, it's 12 o'clock here when it's 10 o'clock out there. Out on the western coast, 3 hours behind us at 1 o'clock Eastern time. They're starting their Sunday school in California. Alaska's 4 hours behind us. So at 2 o'clock Eastern time, they're starting their Sunday school in Alaska. I couldn't do that Sunday school without them. But they couldn't do it without us.
Amen.
Amen. We're laborers together with God. Now I want to throw three things to you and I'm through. Number one, God help us to be laborers together in praying for our missionaries. I believe it's a sin against God just to support missionaries financially and forget them in praying for them. I encourage you, church, I've done it before, but I challenge you again. Get a list of all the missionaries you pray, you support, yours or church, and at least, at the minimum, at the very smallest portion, call every missionary you support by name at least one time a week. That's minimum. Minimum. Don't complain about them not doing the job if we're not praying for them. Don't complain about them leaving the field and come home if we're not praying for them. Saul looked at Israel and said, "Moreover, for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." Israel was backslid. And Saul, when Saul and Samuel said that, and Samuel said, "Though you out of God's will for putting Saul in, it would still be a sin against God for me to stop praying for you." Join together. Can I say this? And I said only as a challenge. I have the wonderful, wonderful privilege. Can I really say what I want to say? Brother Harden, the Lord has given me an appointment every morning. I can come. He's always there. He's never late. And I can meet with Him and pray for missionaries every morning. Every morning. I have an appointment. Standing appointment. Am I special? No. You can have one too if you want it. I like what the fellow said when he said, "It's over at your house this morning. Did you speak to him?" Let's labor together in prayer. Number two, we labor together not only praying for them, but we labor together in providing for them. The only way missionaries can go to the field and stay on the field is churches like you. And then I break it down farther than that. The only way that churches like you can support missionaries is members like you. Give obediently. Give sometimes sacrificially. Give scripturally. Give as God directs you to do so. Brother Hall, thank the Lord for the report you gave us about the missionary money coming in. I rejoice to hear that. Thank God for it. But the only way this church, Island Ford Baptist Church, can afford to support all those missionaries that you support and afford a meeting like this is every individual in here get involved and do their part and help foot the bill providing for missionaries. Let me give you a third one. Not only we can be laborers together in praying for them, labors together in providing for them, but we can be labors together in persevering for them. I made a note about being here this week in a meeting. The first time I believe, Pastor, that I came here 11 years ago, Brother Clayton Morris come with me. Brother Morris sent me a note and said, "Brother Blue, thank that preacher and thank that church." He called him man of God. "Thank that man of God and that church for staying with the staff." And he made mention of him coming in here. If you remember when he came, he was here. He really worked that organ over. I mean, he blew that thing out. He got that Leslie speaker sounding like he was on a bunch of boom, 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 boom boxes or something or another. And on gospel music, he could play that thing. And he remembered it. He said, "Tell him I'd like to be back up there and play that, he named what it is and gave the number of it. It's a 3-something-3, whatever it is. At Hammond. Is it a Hammond 3? And he said, I wonder how a missionary feels when they go to the field, stay 4 years or so and come home on furlough. And they see a new congregation in the church. They see a new preacher in the pulpit. It bothers me, Brother Hall. Come back every year like I do. I know people's face. I want to say, where's she at? Where's he at? Where's that family at? What happened to them? It encourages me, Brother Harden, to see that faithful crowd out there that I preached to last year. Right back here again. Amen. I'm telling you, missionaries need to know that they're Christians. Not just pastors. Pastors, yes, but not just pastors. with church members that are persevering the trials and the troubles and the temptations and the turmoil and the toil that we go through with and staying with the stuff. No man lives to himself. No man dies to himself. No man stands by himself. No man falls by himself. We're laborers together with God. I encourage you tonight to, if you haven't already done it, get serious with God. I want to make this statement. The giving missionary, and that's what I've started calling them, Brother Harden. There's a going missionary, but there's a giving missionary. There's praying missionaries. We're laborers together. We're all missionaries in one sense. I encourage you, don't let a fellow laborer have to leave the field because you didn't find God's will and fulfill God's will. If we give, if we pray, if we remain faithful, they'll stay. If we fail them, they'll fail God. And together both of us suffer loss when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ. But if we're faithful, they're faithful together. 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 We'll share the fruit at the judgment seat of Christ. In our thinking, I'm through, but I want to make this statement. Boy, hadn't Brother Hall fed us good this week? Could I get a good amen at there? And he's not cooked a bite of it. You see my point? We only see leadership. We only see certain ones. Many of you, nobody ever recognizes your giving. Nobody ever knows how much you put in. Nobody ever comes up and says, thank you for giving. Thank you for praying. God's got the record. We're, just as we're connected to the missionary horizontal, we're connected with God vertically. And we're laborers together. Some go, some give. We all pray. Some sow, some water. God gives the increase. And we all share alike in the reward at the judgment seat of Christ. Let's stand together, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.